So, Baruch Hashem, this year we have the privilege, the honor, of taking out 3 Sefer Torah on Shabbat, this coming Shabbat. And that is, 1 Sefer Torah is the Parshat HaShavua, which is Parshat HaZriya. The second one is that of Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbat. And the third one is the Maftir, the fourth Maftir, out of the series of 4 maftirs in the months of Adar and Nisan, which is Parshat HaChodesh. Parshat HaChodesh speaks about the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, how the month of Nisan is the first of all the months, it's really the Rosh Hashanah, and it was the first mitzvah given to the Bnei Israel coming out of Mitzrayim. So, Bezrat Hashem, we'll speak a little about the mitzvah of kiddush haChodesh of Birkat Levana, a little about that, but more importantly about the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh and why it was given to the Bnei Israel dafka when it was given, which is coming out of Mitzrayim, and
before the Torah, right?
Before the Torah, and what is the significance of this mitzvah?
I had that question.
And obviously, like we always do, we always try to find the ramifications, the nafkaminas in our own daily avodat Hashem, how it could affect us today in Tavshin Ayin Vav, and Bezrat Hashem, let's begin. So we find, let's go through the Ma'ar Mekomot. In the beginning, we have the Rama. This is in the Halachot of Rosh Chodesh, Siman Tav Chaf Vav. And the Rama says, "Ukeshemekadchin ota bechol, yesh lilvosh begadim na'im." The Rama says this. It's not the Baal Shem Tov. The Rama says that when one does Birkat Levana, even during a weekday, he should try and wear nice clothing, out of respect. The Rama continues, "En mekadchin halevana, kodem Tisha B'Av, velo kodem Yom Kippurim." You are not allowed to. You should not. And Ravadia says, "B'di'evet, you are allowed to, but again, ideally, you're not allowed to. I mean, you should not say the Birkat Levana before Tisha B'Av, meaning during the 9 days, or before Yom Kippurim, meaning during Asar Timei Tshuva. Why is that? The Mishnah Berurah explains, because a person is not in a state of simcha. He's not in a state of simcha during the 9 days. Because when that's when we're mourning, we're in avilut of the Chorban Bet HaMikdash and all the horrible things that happened in Shabbat and in the month of Av, and also in the Aseret Yimei Tshuva, we're in a state of tshuva, we're in a state of fear of the Day of Judgment. So we see that Rosh Chodesh demands simcha. Rosh Chodesh demands us to be happy, and therefore if you find yourself during a state of sadness or mourning or fear, Birkat Levana should not be said then. Okay? Next, if you go to the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Yud Chet, the Shulchan Aruch says, Rosh Chodesh Asur B'Ta'anit. You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Why not? Because Rosh Chodesh is the day of Simcha. Again, the Shulchan Aruch in the next Siman Taf Yud Tet says, Mitzvah Leharbot B'Seudat Rosh Chodesh. The mitzvah to increase in the Seudah of Rosh Chodesh. So you find many people trying, they go out of their way to eat some bread so that they can make Birkat HaMazon, say Yalav Yavon, make a Seudah out of it. Because there is this inyan of Simcha. The Rama says in Siman Tav Chaf Vav, V'lakach osin smachot v'kodim b'kiddush HaChodesh dugmat simchat nisuin. Similar to a nisuin, to a wedding where everyone goes crazy and dancing, there's a very Kabbalistic inyan. We're not going to go through it now because I have no clue. I don't fully understand it, but there is some sort of aspect of simcha, of Rosh Chodesh that is similar to the aspect of simcha between a husband and wife, between us and Hashem, and between us a husband and wife. There's some sort of parallel. We're not going to go through it now, but what we are going to take out from here is that.
Should I get married on Rosh Chodesh?
Maybe. I don't know. You should write a Sefer Segulot and sell it for a lot of money. People will buy it. Charge a lot of money for it. But we do see from here that the underlying theme over here about Rosh Chodesh is what? Is that there is a certain aspect of simcha, of happiness. What is it? Why is this mitzvah any different than putting on tefillin? Then, you know, the pasuk says, "Tachat asher lo avata at Hashem lokecha mitoch simcha uv tuv levav." That every mitzvah should be done with simcha. Every single mitzvah. That's why the Hasidim make it a point that when they do tshuva, the mitzvah of tshuva during Aser Tumei tshuva, they're also b'simcha. Who says you're supposed to be depressed when you do tshuva? You're also supposed to be tshuva is one of the mitzvot.
You mean you should feel charata?
Okay, but it shouldn't take away from your simcha, from the simcha of doing the mitzvah of doing Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem right now is to do tshuva, is to come closer to Hashem. It shouldn't take away from the simcha that you're supposed to have. Every single mitzvah is supposed to be done with simcha. But why is this any different? Why is there a special emphasis of simcha during Rosh Chodesh? So let's try to tackle this. That's question number one. Question number two is, why was the mitzvah Rosh Chodesh the first mitzvah given to Am Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim? But we couldn't find a better, like a bigger, meaner mitzvah than Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, nowadays people view Rosh Chodesh as, you know, if you're in high school, it's where you have to wear white shirts and donuts after davening.
I didn't even know when Rosh Chodesh was in high school.
You don't know
when
Rosh Chodesh was in high school. Yeah, you know, wear white shirts and donuts after davening. Special thing. But what is it? Why? What's so special about it? Why not kibud avayim? Hashem should have told us coming out of Mitzrayim that, okay, you guys are coming out of Mitzrayim. You're born into a nation. You are my children. Behold, I am now giving you the mitzvah of kibud avayim.
Oh yeah, they can't keep any of the other mitzvot if they don't know when things are. They need Rosh Chodesh to know when to do all the mitzvot.
So on a simple level, very nice. On a simple level, it's not that it's any more special than Kibud Avim or Tefillin or anything like that. It's just that it's a prerequisite in order to do a lot of other mitzvot. For example, the Yamim Tovim and stuff like that. We need to know. We need to have some sort of calendar, some sort of structure of a calendar, in order to know when Yom Kippur will fall out on, and when Pesach will fall out on, and stuff like that. Okay, very good technical answer. It's probably true, but so there must be something a little deeper, a little more valuable to our own personal avodat Hashem. What is it? What is it?
That every month is comes to teach us.
Ah. Let's see. So, I think I know what you're talking about, but let's see. So that takes us to the Midrash in Parshat Bo, where the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is introduced in the Torah, when the Bnei Yisrael are coming out of Mitzrayim. Let's see the Midrash inside. It's a fascinating Midrash. Midrash is like this. Davar acher chodesh zeh lachem. This is the Shemot Rabba, Parashat Bo, Perek Tetvav. Davar acher chodesh zeh lachem. Parashat Tetvav, I'm sorry. There are, I don't know, maybe like 20 or 25 different drushim in the Midrash about this pasuk of chodesh zeh lachem rosh chodashim. This is one of them. So the Midrash says, Halvana barishon shel nisan matchelet lehair. The Levana, the moon, in the first day of the month of Nisan, begins to shine. V'chol she'olechet me'ira ad tetvav yamin. And the more it goes, the later in the month it goes, the second, the third, the fourth of the month, the fifth of the month, until the 15th of the month, what happens? It becomes bigger and bigger, and it begins to shine more and more. V'diskus shela mitmale. And its form is complete. It fills up to its max. Umitetvav ad shloshim, and from the 15th day of the month until the 30th day of the month, or shela chaser, it begins to decrease. Its light begins to decrease. Bilamid, until it reaches the 30th day of the month, in a near it, you can't see it at all. So that's how the moon works. Kach Yisrael, so to Am Yisrael. That's how Am Yisrael works. Tetvav dor min Avraham ad Shlomo, 15 generations from Avraham Avinu until Shlomo. Avram hitchil le'ir, ba Yitzchak afu he'ir, ba Yaakov elsif or, etc., etc., etc. 15 generations until Shlomo, where the Jewish nation increased and began to shine light onto the entire world more and more and more and more. Until we reached Shlomo, well, that's where we reached our peak. Once, if you skip a little bit, Kevan Sheba Shlomo Nitmale Diskus Shelevana. Harei Nitmale Diskus Shelevana Umisham Hitchilu Amalachim Pochatim Veolchin. And we're not going to finish a midrash, but etc. After Shlomo, everything went downhill from then. The sons of Shlomo, the children of Shlomo, and the kings that followed him began to follow the ways of Hashem less and less. And as a result of that, the shine, the brightness of Am Yisrael, of the Kedusha of Am Yisrael, began to decrease. And it came to a point where Am Yisrael was at its low, and that reached its, I guess, peak in the times of Tzidkiyahu and resulted in the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So we see something very, very special about this Midrash and about the identity of Am Yisrael. And that is that engraved inside of our identity is Aliyot and Yeridot. Engraved inside of it is that we are compared to the moon, like this Midrash says. And the same way the moon begins to increase and get bigger and bigger and bigger and shines and shines and shines. But then what happens is that it begins to decrease until it reaches its low where you can barely see its light. What happens afterwards? It's mitchadesh, it renews itself. And when it renews itself, it begins to shine again. And its shine begins to grow more and more and more. And the Midrash says, that's how Am Yisrael works. If you look through the generations, it's very clear. It's very clear that this is how our nation worked. Look through the generations. As soon as we reached our peak, something happened, we went downhill. As soon as we reached the lowest point of our existence, something happened, bam. We shot up like an airplane. That's how we work. That's how we work. And what that really means is what? Is that when we are at our Yeridot, when we are at our falls, at our lowest points ever, what that means is, it's only the beginning of what? Of growth. It's only the beginning of us reaching our peak again. It's only the beginning of us renewing ourselves as a nation, as a whole. And it's only the beginning of growth. Rav Shechter told me one time that, he said in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that Rav Soloveitchik said, if you were to draw, right, on a piece of paper, the history of the other nations, what it would look like is an upside down V. Up and then down. Goodbye, they're done. If you would draw the history of Am Yisrael, what it would look like is a zigzag. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. It's like a beating heart. Someone came to Mamash came to me today and said to me, Rabbi, I'm struggling with my tefillah, you know, I haven't been getting up straight lately and this and that. I said, welcome to the club, my friend. You know, we're all struggling. Welcome to the club. But when I told him, the first thing I told him was you should give yourself a pat on the back. And he said, pat on the back? Like, I'm coming to you with something that I'm doing wrong. What do you mean, pat on the back? I said, no. You're a step ahead of many other people. Why? Because you have a pulse. You're alive. You're alive. A Jew is alive. A Jew is alive. What that means is that he feels some sort of chisaron in his avodah, and he feels that he's lacking something. He feels it when he's on that downhill, right? He's going downhill with the skis. I hate skiing, by the way. I hate the cold weather. But he's going downhill. He feels that he's going downhill, and he's falling and falling and falling, and he's sad about it, and he wants it to change. Baruch Hashem, that means you're alive. That means you're like the moon. That means you're like the moon, that you have ups and downs. And he had to appreciate that. Now, once you appreciate that, let's get to work and let's try to go back upstairs. Let's try to climb up the ladder again. But that's Am Yisrael. That's Am Yisrael. Throughout our generations, right, we saw through the Holocausts and Crusades and Inquisitions that we reached our lows. After the Holocaust, who would have ever thought that Am Yisrael will build itself up like it is today? All it is just another example, yet another example of Am Yisrael being compared to the moon. That's it. That's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. Before our Yeridot, he already has the recipe for our Aliyot. Exactly. So let's use this to answer our questions. So we had two questions in the beginning. First question was what? The first question was, what's the Simcha of Rosh Chodesh? And the Simcha of Rosh Chodesh is that Hashem is telling us the new moon is a reason that you have nothing to worry about. The new moon, the Simcha of Rosh Chodesh, Simcha of the moon, of seeing the Yitchatshut of the moon, is that whenever you have a reason to be sad, don't be sad. Whenever you have a reason to give up hope, don't give up hope. Be happy. Why? What are you talking about? Rabbi, what are you talking about? Be happy? Look at where I'm holding right now. Look where you're holding. So what? The moon diminishes and diminishes and diminishes, but only to start growing again. So B'ezrat Hashem, you're going to have a growth again. It's a reason to be happy. It's not a reason to be sad. That's the tremendous simcha, more than any other mitzvah. It's really, this mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is megaleh, it's a revelation on every other mitzvah in the Torah, in a way. Every other mitzvah in the Torah that we're struggling with, we might feel sad about it, comes along the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh and says, don't be sad. Itchatshut, levana. Don't be sad. Be happy. And that's why Dafka, this mitzvah, had to be the first mitzvah given to Am Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim. Had to be the first one. Because coming out of Mitzrayim, we were born as a nation. We were born as a nation, we were chosen as a nation by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Were we chosen because of our good deeds? No. We actually, right, we had major, major prosecutions against us as we were approaching the Yam Suf. Right. We were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. It wasn't a simple thing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dafka had to take us out in that way. Why did Dafka have to take us out in that way? To show us. Yeridot, that's part of the deal, part of the process. What does it mean, part of the process? Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh. That's what it means. Dafka, the first mitzvah that had to be given to us was Rosh Chodesh. To show, I'm Israel, I'm choosing you, Dafka, at the lowest stage. What are you talking about? How can you choose us at the lowest stage? You should choose us because we deserve it, we earned it. No. I'm choosing Dafka at the lowest stage because that's part of it. The Yeridot is part of the whole deal. It's part of the master plan. And this is a lesson that you should learn. Hashem is telling Am Yisrael. Coming out of Mitzrayim is a lesson you should learn for life, for eternity. That throughout history you're going to have Yeridot. But don't ever give up hope. That's the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. So I want to learn with you inside. I put over here, there's a Tiferet Shlomo. Tiferet Shlomo was the Rav Shlomo from Rodomsk. He was a Kohen. His yahrzeit is actually Shabbat, tomorrow night. Two nights from now. This is your site. So, I used to have a chavruta with my Rebbe, our Rebbe, Rav Zucker, Shmuel Zucker. You guys, Baruch Hashem, you had the zchut to hear him speak a couple of nights ago, and he actually quoted this in the shiur. So let's learn it inside. This is a Tiferet Shlomo on Purim, and the Tiferet Shlomo explains the whole back and forth of when Zeresh, the wife of Haman, as well as the Chachamim, told Haman, what, you're going after Mordechai? You're going after Mordechai? That's who you want to kill? That's who you want to destroy? You have no shot against him. So what was Pshat? What was Pshat that they told him that? What was the mindset? So let's see it inside. Ve'ainyan hu. Kamoha zriya. Zriya means what?
Plant.
Shenotena gar'in ba'adama. What do? You take the seed and dig it into the ground and plant it into the ground. In your kevet, and it gets absorbed. Right. Ve'az, skip that, it's a mess up. Ve'az be'oto harega, shenitave, kemo afar be'oto harega, be'atzmo, matchil itzmoach mechadash. And then what happens is, that at that moment, it begins to absorb and to take root, and it begins to start the growing process. Matchil itzmoach mechadash. Kichen hu b'chol ha'inyanim. Ha'heder kodem lehavaya. That the heder, the when it's hidden, comes before, the hiding, the darkness, comes before what? The existence, the reality. V'gam b'shat b'yat ha'olam. We find the same thing at the moment, at the time of the creation. Ktiv, what does it say? V'choshech al pnei tehom, right? And it was complete darkness. Ruach Elokim me'achefet. And then afterwards, what does it say? Vayomer Elokim yehi o. That the darkness always comes before the light. Whenever there's darkness, it's only a sign that the light is on its way. Gamken ha'eder kodem lahavaya. The heder, the darkness, preceded what? The existence, the reality. V'zeh di'ita b'gmar ha'chulin v'beitza trefa ki ha'of ha'notza v'mena. Okay, you could skip that. V'zeh she'amar. V'zeh she'amar lo chachamav. Okay? This is what the chachamim said to Haman. Im mizera ha'yehudim Mordechai. Im mizera ha'yehudim Mordechai. If Mordechai is from the zera, from the seeds, from the offsprings of the Yehudim, be'oto b'china, in that same concept, liot shafel be'enav, kmo zera mutal be'afar, u'muchan haya liot nirkav avu b'nei Yisrael. What does it mean, zera? It means when a person is ready to make himself a nothing, like a little seed that's dug deep into the ground and covered up with dust, with dirt. That means it's only the beginning of growth, of his growth. Im mizera, it's a very deep shot. Im mizera Yehudim Mordechai. If Mordechai is from the zera of Yehudim, like a seed. What does that mean? If he carries himself, if this Mordechai carries himself in a way of a seed, in a way that he puts Am Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael before him. He puts their needs before him. He digs himself into the ground. Makes himself a nobody. Az bevaday yarum me'ot. Then what's going to happen is, he's for sure going to be elevated. Ki keshehen olin ad larakia. Ve'ata nafol tipol lefana. He said, you have no shot. You have no shot against him. So that's what the Gemara says. That the Gemara says that about the Bnei Israel, when keshehem olim ad larakia, keshehem yordim ad la'afar. When the Bnei Israel they go down all the way below the earth. When they go up, all the way to the sky. So according to this Tiferet Shlomo, what that means is that the going down into the dirt is what? It's the preparation for going up all the way to the sky. And that's what they were telling Haman, im mizera yehudim Mordechai, if he carries himself in a way of zera, of seed, which he does, you have no shot against him. Because that on its own is a recipe for his growth. Because that's how it always works. The darkness, when it's covered up, when it's dark, it's always followed by what? By light. So if you see that he's covering himself up with dirt, and putting the needs of Am Yisrael and making a mockery out of himself, then it only means that they're going to go high, very, very, very high, and they're going to win, they're going to be victorious, and you have no shot against them. That's the Levana. That's the Levana. So we'll see one last little thing. This is Likutei Maran. It's actually a song by Yosef Karduner. Maybe we could sing along afterwards. He says, "Le'inyan itchaskut." In regards to itchaskut, for personal itchaskut in avodat Hashem, leval yipol ha'adam b'da'ato. So that a person, what? Yeah, I'm giving you itchaskut. He says, "I'm giving you itchaskut so that you should not fall in your mind. You should not feel lowly." Machmat ribuy ha'pgamim ve'al kalkulim shekidkel adem masav. Because of that, a person shouldn't feel lonely. Because of all the kilkulim, the pekamim, the flaws, and the mess-ups that he had through his actions. Ana ve'amar, what did he say? Im ata ma'amin she'cholim l'kalkel. If you believe that you're able to what? To mess up? As ta'amin she'cholim l'takel. Then you should believe that what? That you're able to fix it. If you tell yourself, I'm such a bad person, that I had the koach, I had the ability to mess up on such a royal level. All that means is what? That you also have the ability to grow on a royal level. That's all it means. The lower you go, the higher you can go. The higher the potential that you have. So by falling, a person should not say to himself, look how low I fell, and then give up. Chas v'shalom. Person should get chizuk out of that and be happy and say, look how low I fell. What that means is, look how high I can go. Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, the Levana. When a person sees that the Levana is almost not there, can't see it at all, what that means is, it's about to grow. And it's about to get big and big and big and big. And so to Am Yisrael. When we see ourselves, our nation at its low, all that means is what? It's only the beginning. It's only the beginning of our growth. And so too on an individual level. When a person sees himself on a tremendous low, on a tremendous downfall, shouldn't be sad, shouldn't be depressed. All that means is what? It's the beginning of an aliyah, of a tremendous aliyah. If you believe that you could mess up, then you should also believe that you could fix it and grow to a place that you never reached before.